Ah, the plaintive cry of the frustrated client. It's not working. Some days it feels like you're spinning your wheels. The harder you mash down on that pedal, the more your tires sink into the mud. You're stuck. But are you, really? From our research and experience in working with thousands of clients, we know consistency equals success. Well, it equals success most of the time. You see, every round of coaching, there are a few people who kick ass in the gym and the kitchen, stick to the program, stay positive and proactive, but don't seem to transform their bodies dramatically. This can happen for many reasons. Some are close to the goal already. They might already be pretty fit and healthy, so their progress is quiet and slow. Some clients aren't in coaching to change their outsides. They want to learn to improve their eating habits and get a program with structure. For them, success is not measured with a tape measure or calipers, but by life changes. Some clients have health situations or are on medications that make it extra hard to lose weight, fat, gain muscle, and/or get much fitter. Some are as consistent as they can be with limitations. Perhaps they're injured and can't exercise as intensely or as often as they would like. Perhaps they're working long alternating shifts in a high-stress job. They fit in workouts and proper eating whenever they can. But there's only so much you can do when you pull an all-nighter on a busy ambulance route or in an emergency ward. Again, some are so new to the process of healthy eating and regular exercise that they need a little extra time to practice habits. Some clients are simply looking at the wrong indicators of progress. They may be staying the same weight and girth, but replacing fat with muscle, which is why we also use photos when I train clients. Whatever the reason, these people are nailing high consistency but not seeing the numbers change. This too is a valiant battle. It's hard to stay motivated and committed without these numeric rewards. For this reason, we salute and recognize the high consistency today for people who are working hard, sticking to the program, and remaining enthusiastic even when the scale needle doesn't budge. If you're in the high consistency, low numeric change category, some advice. Focus on the quality of the process. Keep acting in a meaningful, purposeful way every day. Stay focused on doing the right things. Focus on other indicators of progress. You've been making tremendous progress in other ways. Keep a close record of what you're doing and eating. Periodically review it, analyze it, and look for any patterns or things that are tripping you up. Remember, this is just data for a scientific examination, not a judge of your goodness or badness. Consider whether you can bump up your consistency by pushing yourself a little. Are you truly eating at 80%? Could you work a little harder in the gym? Are you moving to the zone of difficult, difficult? Consider whether you may actually need to work less. Some clients aren't getting results because they're beating themselves into the ground. If you're starving yourself and doing 3 hours of cardio a day along with a high-stress job, you may want to rethink your strategy. If you're happy with the rate of change, high-five yourself and keep on trucking.